This is WCWP, Brookville.
Public radio that rocks.
On the air,
88.1 FM.
Online,
WCWP.org.
And on the go,
the WCWP app.
Welcome to Instrumental Invasion. Here's your host, Mike Shamari.
Yes, this is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass open the treasure chest that is this week's show with Treasure of San Miguel. FM and WCWP.org. Dan Siegel with Great Expectations from his eponymous 1982 release. Charles Dickens wrote the novel Great Expectations, but the song was by Dan, heard on piano and keyboards. Tom Scott was on tenor sax, Paul Jackson Jr. on guitar, Abe Laboriel Sr. on bass, John J.R. Robinson on drums, and percussion by Lenny Castro. Before that, Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with Treasure of San Miguel from Sounds Like in 1967. Treasure of San Miguel was composed by Roger Nichols, then a staff songwriter for A&M, Alpert and Moss, Jerry Moss. Herb played lead trumpet and shouted toward the end of Treasure. Tony Kalish was on trumpet with the brass, Bob Edmondson on trombone, John Pisano on acoustic guitar, Paul Jackson Jr. played electric on Great Expectations, Julius Wechter on marimba, Pat Senator on bass, and Nick Ciroli on drums. 1 year after Sounds Like, we find Wes Montgomery down here on the ground. That's the title, Down Here on the Ground.
Hi, this is Alan Seltzer from the Grooveyard, Saturday nights at WCWP. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thanks, Alan Seltzer. That was Earl Klugh with Magic in Your Eyes, the title track to his 1978 album, written by Earl on acoustic guitar with Greg Fillinganes on Rhodes piano and clavinet, Scott Edwards on electric bass, Gene Dunlap on drums and percussion, and the string arrangement was by Booker T. Jones. Before Earl Klugh saw Magic in Your Eyes, Wes Montgomery was Down Here on the Ground, the title track to his 1968 album, the first of two that year before his untimely death. Down Here on the Ground began as the main title theme for Cool Hand Luke in 67. But Gail Garnett added lyrics and the title, Down Here on the Ground, and Gogie Grant sang them, the lyrics, for her eponymous album the same year as Wes's cover. The cover had Wes on electric guitar, Ron Carter on acoustic bass, Herbie Hancock on piano, Mike Manieri on vibraphone, Grady Tate on drums, Gene Orloff was among the strings, Hubert Laws and George Marge among the woodwinds, and arranging and conducting everybody was Don Sebesky. Electric guitar and bass combined are on Chuck Loeb's Disciplined tune that leads off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Do you remember where you were when this song played for the very first time?
And the free WCWP mobile app. Stay golden.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
That Disciplined Chuck Loeb tune I teased is Discipline.
Hi, Hi, this is Alexis Lindsay, a.k.a. Lextacy, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Lextacy. That was Clifford Marshall Van Buren playing everything you heard on Electric Ride, not Slide, Ride, from Discantus in 1990. Discantus is the Latin word for singing apart that led to the word descant, where an independent treble melody is played over a basic melody. That's what Clifford did on his composition, Electric Ride. His instruments on Electric Ride were piano, keyboards, synth bass, and drum and percussion programming. Before that, Chuck Loeb with his composition, Discipline, from Mediterranean in 1993. Chuck played guitars and keyboards. Nelson Rangel, my buddy, on alto sax. Nelson on alto sax on Discipline. Mitchell Foreman on piano. Wayne Pedswater on bass. Zach Danziger on drums and percussion by David Charles. Chuck will be back next hour with the quartet known as Foreplay. For now, the ensemble known as Spirogyra with No Limits, written by Jay Bekenstein, also on alto sax. No Limits.
Hi, this is Tom Schumann of Spirogyra. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Tom played piano and keyboards on No Limits by Spirogyra from Point of View in 1989. Jay Bekenstein, writer of No Limits, played alto sax. Jay Azzolina on guitar. Dave Samuels on vibraphone and marimba, Oscar Cartaya on bass, and Richie Morales on drums. Next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, we'll go back to the 60s by way of a 2005 cover of Laura Nero by guitarist Ken Navarro. Stay tuned.
The classics live here on LIU Public Radio 88.1 FM
and WCWP.org.
Hello.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Sure enough, it's Ken Navarro covering Stoned Soul Picnic by Laura Nero. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Jeff Jarvis on muted and unmuted trumpet with Friday Night Hang, two nights early, from Morning Drive in 2000. Jeff is the director of jazz studies at the Bob Cole, not Dole, Conservatory of Music at California State University, Long Beach, home to another 88.1 FM, KKJZ, K-Jazz. David Benoit, who plays the last song this hour, is a host on K-Jazz. Jeff Jarvis wrote Friday Night Hang with Brian Culbertson, who nowadays has a Friday Night live stream called The Hang. On Friday Night Hang, the song, Brian played keyboards, organ, synth bass, drum programming, and trombone. Returning from Great Expectations by Dan Siegel were Paul Jackson Jr. on guitar and Lenny Castro on percussion. Donnell Spencer Jr. was responsible for that looping guttural vocal. Before that, a cover of a vocal song, Ken Navarro with Stoned Soul Picnic from Love Colored Soul, British spelling for colored, in 2005. Stoned Soul Picnic was one of many Laura Nero compositions for her 1968 album Eli and the 13th Confession, which includes Eli's Comin'. Maynard Ferguson had a great instrumental cover of that in 1970. Ken Navarro's cover of Stoned Soul Picnic in 2005 saw Ken on acoustic guitars, keyboards, and drum and percussion programming like Clifford Marshall Van Buren. J. Rowe played piano piano and keyboards, Gary Granger on electric bass, and real drums and percussion by Blues Webb and Kevin Prince, respectively. I said this hour ends with David Benoit, but before we get to him, back to 2000 for Huge Groove from his eponymous debut, another of those, we have Vinyl.
Support for WCWP comes from MapTunes.
Visit us at WCWP.org and click on the support tab.
This is WCWP, Brookville, your community public radio station. Serving the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM and beyond. WCWP.org.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Hour one ended with Yusuke the Ghost, written and performed by David Benoit from Full Circle in 2006. David performed on piano and keyboards. Brian Bromberg was on acoustic bass. John J.R. Robinson, another Dan Siegel Great Expectations returnee, on drums, and percussion by Luis Conte. Before that, Huge Groove with Vinyl from his eponymous debut in the year 2000, the same year as Jeff Jarvis's Friday Night Hang. Did you notice the crackling? I think that was intentional. Huge wrote Vinyl for a CD and was on soprano sax, keyboards, synth bass, and drum programming. Danny Jacob, not Jacobs, the voice actor, was featured on electric guitar. Hour two begins with the Bob James Trio, recorded on 4K video in 2018 and heard via audio media starting on January 28th, 2022. It's the trio version of the last track on One, Bob's 1974 solo debut, the oft-sampled Nautilus, down there, underwater. FM and WCWP.org. Darren Ron with Midnight Sun, extended version from Rock the World, which came out on March 4th. The world of contemporary jazz was surely rocking that day. This year, 2022, Midnight Sun is the summer phenomenon occurring north of the Arctic Circle and south of the Antarctic Circle. I assume Darren experienced that firsthand in his travels. He wrote Midnight Sun and played tenor sax, horn section saxes, Rhodes piano, keyboards, and programming. His brother Jason Ron was on trumpet, Alan Hines on electric guitar, Mel Brown on electric bass, and Terrell Martin on drums. I keep saying electric because the song before that was acoustic. The Bob James Trio with Bob's 1974 composition, sampled by many a rap or hip-hop artist, Nautilus from Feel Like Making Live, released on January 28th of this year, but recorded in mid-October 2018 in Arlington, Washington, not close enough to the Arctic Circle for the Midnight Sun. The trio's instruments were acoustic: Bob on piano, Michael Palazzolo on bass, and Billy Kilson on drums. Let's go from Midnight Sun by Darren Ron to Midnight Madness by Skinny Hightower. Can't have one without the other. Norman Brown on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Let's Get Away, the title track to his March 25th release, 3 weeks after Rock the World and 8 after Feel Like Making Live. Let's Get Away was written by Norman, guitar, and Whirly Morris, everything else, keyboards, real bass, drum and percussion programming, another song with both, and talkbox vocals, or whatever he used to get that effect. Before that, Skinny Hightower played nearly everything on Midnight Madness, because of the Midnight Sun, from Blue Moon, okay, because of a bright blue moon. In 2020, a double CD album, but there was crackling that you'd get on a vinyl LP. Skinny composed Midnight Madness and played Rhodes, keyboards, bass, vibraphone like Mike Manieri and Dave Samuels, who also played marimba, and drums. Bongo Bobby Thomas handled percussion. Will Donato has what it takes. Next, on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. You'll find instrumentals from many genres on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Fridays from 9 to noon on LIU Public Radio.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
As promised, Will Donato with What It Takes. Yeah, my teases aren't subtle.
You're listening to Mike Shamari. Smile, Mike. He's always taking our pictures around WCWP. I thought I'd surprise him with this one. But tonight, it's Instrumental Invasion here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Jeff Kroll. That was Foreplay with Sterling from Silver. Sterling Silver, their 25th Silver anniversary album in 2015, although 16 marked 25 years since their debut album. Most of the songs on Silver are puns on the word silver. Sterling was written by quartet members Chuck Loeb, heard solo last hour, and Nathan East. Chuck played acoustic and electric guitars this time, while Nate was on bass and vocals. Bob James, heard earlier this hour with his trio, was on piano and keyboards, and Harvey Mason, Sr., was on drums and percussion, like Gene Dunlap. Mace, Nate, and Chuck might have played keyboards as well, but I'm not sure. Before that, Will Donato, my pal, on alto sax with What It Takes, tonight's third title track, this one from 2010. If you count Dan Siegel and Huge Groove, whose albums were their names, five title tracks tonight. What It Takes was written by Steve Oliver, who plays acoustic guitars, electric bass, keyboards, and drum and percussion programming. That's four songs tonight with both. Here's the third lead trumpeter of the night after Herb Alpert and Jeff Jarvis. Cindy Bradley is the trumpeter and trombonist on 49th and 9th.
Hi, I'm Bernie Bernard. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thanks, Bernie. That was Cindy Bradley with 49th and 9th in Hell's Kitchen from Bliss in 2014. Three people wrote 49th and 9th. Cindy on trumpet and trombone, Dan Cipriano, tenor and baritone sax, and Michael Broning, keyboards and drum programming. The other two players on 49th and 9th were Freddie Fox on electric guitars and Kip Sophos on bass. The third cover of the night leads off Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari's last segment of the night. Next.
Howdy, folks. Are you ready for some great country music?
Dive in with us. The water's fine.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Here's Mindy Hebert with a cover of James, not Jim, Morrison. Nothing ever hurt like you.
Hi, I'm Lisa Hilton, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Lisa and her trio play last, but that was Special Effects featuring Chieli Minucci, C-H-I-E-L-I, with Kaylee Music, C-E-I-L-I, from 2022, released April 22nd, 2022. Kaylee Music, written by Chieli, is what he called his Irish twinner, because it's an Irish Gaelic word, was recorded in 2017, was Kaylee Music, for the Special Effects album Deep as the Night, on a day when Dance on the Delta and Another Day, Another Smile were recorded. The players on Kaylee Music were Chieli Minucci on acoustic and electric guitars, like Chuck Loeb, Antoine Silverman on violin, Jerry Brooks on electric bass, and Mino Sinelu, an equally similar name to Chieli Minucci, on percussion. Before that, Mindy Hebert with a cover of Nothing Ever Hurt Like You from Forever, which came out 5 weeks earlier on March 18th. Nothing Ever Hurt Like You was by James Morrison, written with Paul Barry and Mark Taylor for James's 2008 release, Songs for You, Truths for Me. For her cover, Mindy was on alto, tenor, and baritone saxophones, Rick Braun on trumpet and trombone, like Cindy Bradley, Tim Pierce on electric guitar only, Rodney Lee on keyboards and programming, Ben White on bass, also electric, Third Richardson on drums, Wayne Rodriguez with drum programming, and Nick Lane with the horn arrangement. That brings us to Lisa Hilton with the 2022 edition of her composition, More Than an Another Day, the title track to her December 2020 CD, On Life is Beautiful, whose street date was April 1st, 2022, in between Mindy and Special Effects. Lisa's on piano, Luquez Curtis on acoustic bass, and Rudy Royston on drums. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Again, the last song is More Than Another Day by Lisa Hilton. Good night. Thank you.